It is 7:48 in the morning. It's okay. I mean, it's not great. It's whatever. I'll give you the details on the weather in a couple of minutes. But first, Carl from New Hampshire joins us, as he does every Friday. Carl, I was listening last Friday, and you had the temerity, when we invite you on our show, to trash me for not being here two Fridays when you were on the show. Do you have anything you want to say to me?
Well, that was actually a deal that Brian McGrory and I had worked on in advance, and Brian had given me a small stipend. I don't want to say how much on
okay,
the air,
fine.
But...
It's illegal, by the way. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Jim?
Great. I'm excellent. I am here. It's you and me, Carl, mano a mano. What do you got for us this beautiful Christmas weekend?
Well, let's get the big one out of the way. Sunday, December 25th in Boston, Christmas.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah, this is a traditional holiday that celebrates the birth of Christ,
yeah,
I believe.
That's good.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And celebrated all across the country. www.christmas.com if you want to learn more about that one. And here's what I'll be doing tonight, Friday night, at the Stone Zoo, Zoo Lights. You know, this sounds really special. You know
what is it?
It's called Zoo Lights.
Yeah, and?
Yeah. Well, what they do is they hang Christmas lights all over the place, and it's pretty much the zoo, except with Christmas lights hung all over the place.
Oh, that's pretty. That's not bad.
Listen to how they build this.
How's this,
Jim?
Yeah.
They write these promos, and they say, tree-lined paths twinkle, there's dancing stuffed animals, and other eye candy.
Wow, I love that.
Yeah, but isn't eye candy kind of a inside code word for babes?
Oh, it's like a Hooters kind of thing.
Well, I don't know. It's just I thought that was a strange billing.
Well, that is a strange thing. That's not the highlight of the weekend, is it?
I'm thinking like, you know, maybe, hey, that orangutan has quite a rack.
Okay, fine. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Let's move on. Yeah, what's next?
It's a Wonderful Life.
Everybody's favorite movie except for... See Graham's column in the Herald the other day, trashing It's a Wonderful Life?
He did that last year, and I was astonished.
I was appalled.
Yeah, he must be the only person who doesn't think that that's just one of the best movies on earth. And
now, where do you go to see it? And I'm really glad you added this to the list, because it's only on television like every 5 minutes over the next couple days.
Well, you know, this is a small play, It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a play?
It's a play at the Firehouse Center for the Arts in Stoneham, Mass. So this is done by local actors, and probably someone doing a really bad Jimmy Stewart imitation.
That's great, though. I've never heard of it as a play. That's actually pretty wonderful.
I think that would be pretty fun.
It would?
Well, that's what I'm trying to help these people out, Jim.
I understand. That's tonight, by the way, for those who don't remember. What else is happening?
If you have no friends or family and absolutely nothing to do, then this would be the place to go to meet other people who have no friends and family and nothing to do on Christmas. It's the Taza Chocolate Factory Tour. That's tonight.
It is?
I'm guessing it's probably the most depressing thing you could do before Christmas.
Probably. But, that's in Somerville, right?
Yes, it is in Somerville, and they make great chocolate and all that, but it's a chance to go and tour the factory and see how chocolate is made from bean to candy bar, Jim.
And by the way, do they do this all the time, or they just do this on Christmas Eve?
I think it's kind of a special thing,
wow.
But that's a pure guess. I don't know that.
It sounds great, though. That's really good. What else you got?
Can I just mention, too, on your tipping thing, you know, you're talking about tipping all morning?
Yeah.
You know, what about the people who can't tip the way that they'd really like to tip?
And, well, because you know, of the economy? Are you going to give me the economy?
Well, you know, they feel bad, and it's not really fair to those people. I mean, shouldn't everybody feel good? So
you
need to ban tipping or have maybe a government program to help people who
A stimulus
can't
program,
tip.
Yeah. Either that, I have proposed that actually to Michelle Obama when we've been talking about diet issues. But secondly, you can give an IOU to people and say, when I'm back on my feet, I'll do something decent for you. That kind of thing. And by the way, maybe, you know, a little paper folding for people who are down on their luck, that's fine. I'm talking about kids. No
origami.
Paper origami. No origami for kids to their teachers, but fold a little paper if you're down on your luck. Go ahead.
Yeah. By the way, for the rest of the show, a recipient of a tip could just be shortened to tipcipient.
That's a very good point. I'm going to hold it. I got it. Tipcipient. Go ahead.
Hey, this next one, I got really excited when I saw the title because I thought someone had finally put you in a big pot full of beef and broccoli.
What was that?
Mushu Jew.
Oh, actually, Jenny Johnson from TV Diner, I heard about this. Yeah, tell me about this. Sounds great. Mushu Jew. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is tomorrow night, Christmas Eve, at the High La Moon Restaurant in Boston, the Meshuggah Show.
Meshuggah.
Hey, you know what? I don't correct you when you make ethnic mistakes.
Okay, good.
National comedians Jim David, Corey Kahaney, and Ross Bennett, and I think I'm forgetting one. It's a great lineup, though.
Who was in that great line? Never heard of any of them. Who are they again?
Jim David.
He's good.
Yeah, Comedy Central guy.
Never heard
Corey
of him.
Tahaney.
Never heard of him.
And Ross Bennett.
Never heard of him either. Well, it sounds good. Mushu Jew at the High Lao, whatever it is, Moon thing.
High Lao Moon.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
And here's something I thought you just sounded really nice for Christmas Eve. Skating on Boston Common Frog Pond.
That is, I don't skate, but I'm told that is one of the nicest things. That is really nice. You ever done that?
Yes, I would think it. I've never skated on the frog pond. Of course, I've taken my kids skating.
Who wouldn't? Exactly.
I would never take my kids skating.
Okay, fine.
Frog Pond tomorrow. That's from 10 to 10, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. There'll be skate rentals, skating lessons, a cafe, and lots of holiday events. Kind of a little Courier and Ives type scene over there.
That's a really nice. Burl Ives, I think it was. Was it not?
I think Burl Ives was the banjo player. Courier and Ives, I think, were the artists.
Doesn't matter. Is there anything else happening this weekend that people should know about or no?
Well, absolutely, and this will be a last chance to see. It's been running for a couple of weeks now, but we haven't talked about it before. But the Slutcracker final performance tomorrow night at the Somerville Theater. Herman Cain starts in this adaptation of the Christmas classic, and trouble begins when he upgrades the room of a prospective employee. You know, it sounds like I'm reading this, but I don't want people to think I'm reading.
And laughing at your own jokes, by the way. Yeah. Why don't you start referring to yourself in the third person?
I'm laughing at how incredibly incompetent I am at doing it at this hour in the morning. And then the hijinks come from there. This is
hijinks. The hijinks?
Yeah, that was my word.
Okay.
This is a Babes in Boinkland presentation, by the way. I swear to God, I didn't make that up. That part was real.
Hijinks. By the way, no one I've ever known in my life has used the term hijinks in a sentence, in a spontaneous sort of way prior to you. Well, actually, it wasn't spontaneous with you either.
It's a great word, right? It's second only to tipsipient.
Tipsipient. I wrote that down. Yep. Tipsipient. Now, let me ask you something. My guess is that you're probably taking the weekend off, or am I right?
I am taking the weekend off, with the exception of a dazzling event tonight. I'll be at the Michael Graham Christmas Eve radio dance party.
You will not.
I am coming down that way, so you better be out of the studio by 4:00.
Okay, I'm going to try to listen to that, and I would challenge you the following three things I'd like you to say during the show. One, I want you to use the word tipsipient, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Two, I want you to say hijinks in a way that makes it seem spontaneous. Can you do that?
Okay, I'm writing this all down.
And I want you to say Jim Browdy on that show. Can you do all three?
I will do all three. And you know what I brought last year when I came down, and this is true with Michael Graham?
No.
I reached into that little watch fob pocket in my jeans, and I pulled out Zuzu's pedals.
That's great.
Just to make him feel bad, because that is blasphemous.
It's unbelievable. Mushu Jew to you, Carl from New Hampshire. You've been great this year.
Mushu Jew, thanks for everything.
Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you soon. The great Carl from New Hampshire with some wonderful, and I do mean wonderful, things to do this Christmas weekend in and around Boston.